Old dogs and their owners have a new reason to get excited, as a local all-volunteer organization has received a grant to help provide care and assistance. The Highland County Humane Society in Monterey is one of 66 animal welfare groups in 30 states who were chosen from more than 300 applicants to receive a grant from the Gray Muzzle Organization that will help senior dogs. Karina Huffman with the Humane Society explains how this funding, as well as funding from other grant sources, can make a difference.
We were awarded a very generous grant by the Gray Muzzle Organization to help your pets be healthier pets. That can include any vet care or medical care that's needed, grooming, teeth cleaning, surgeries, that sort of thing, and also food and transportation if that's needed for your senior dog. We do showcase a few dogs that receive that grant on social media, and also they use that in their grant organization. So we will have photos taken of your dog that's showcasing the grant. It's available for any senior dogs in our listening area, Highland County, Pocahontas, and Pendleton.
So at what age is a dog considered a senior dog?
Oh, that can be kind of tricky, because a Great Dane can be a senior at 6 years old, but mostly the older dogs that sometimes get ailments later in life that may affect them, that our community members may need assistance for specialized care. So I would say 6 and up is kind of considered a senior. Of course, a Chihuahua will live to be 15 years old. But 6 to 8 years old is kind of getting into the senior years.
Over the past decade, the national nonprofit Gray Muzzle Organization has provided nearly $1.5 million in grants to support its vision of, quote, a world where no old dog dies alone and afraid, end quote. Ms. Huffman says the local grant was a very generous one.
We will utilize that funding until it's all used up. So it's kind of a first-come, first-served basis based on need. So we want to help as many pets as we can with that funding. But it does run out, so please inquire as soon as you can.
In addition, there is more support available for other pets.
We do have 2 spay-neuter grants available community-wide. One is through the Community Foundation of the Blue Ridge, which serves Highland, Augusta, Nelson, and some of our local counties here. That also includes some pet retention, which is any kind of care that any pets may need, vaccines, food, parasite control. Also includes transportation and grooming visits if that's what's needed. And then we have some trap neuter return for feral cats and barn cats. That grant is funded by 2 Mauds Foundation.
Now, to break the radio's invisible fourth wall just a little bit, I did want to let you know that Ms. Huffman conducted this interview with her daughter, Ruby, sitting on her lap.
Ruby's bashful, but we were going to say, please spay and neuter your pets. All right.
Bye, radio.
Bye, radio.
The Highland County Humane Society can be reached by phone at 540-908-9152, by email through info@highlandcountyhumanesociety.org, or by Facebook under Highland Humane. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.